This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but the face of a changing India that reflects the country's resolve, courage and growing strength on the global stage. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi praised the valour displayed by armed forces during Operation Sindoor and lauded the precision and accuracy with which they destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border.
Operation Sindoor ne duniya bhar mein aatank ke khilaf ladai ko naya vishwas aur utsah diya hai. Operation Sindoor sirf ek sainya mission nahi hai. Ye hamare sankalp, साहस और बदलते भारत की तस्वीर है और इस तस्वीर ने पूरे देश को देशभक्ति के भावों से भर दिया है तिरंगे में रंग दिया है.
The Prime Minister stressed that Indian soldiers destroyed terror bases through indomitable courage with weapons, equipment and technology made in India. Mr. Modi credited the hard work of engineers and technicians for this victory. In the episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister lauded the progress in Maoist-affected areas, saying that the arrival of the first bus service in Katejhari village of Gadchiroli in Maharashtra and the rise of education in Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh reflects the restoration of peace and success of collective efforts to fight Maoism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees in Dahod, Gujarat today. During his two-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will dedicate the Dahod locomotive manufacturing plant to the nation. Our correspondent reports that the workshop will produce 1,200 electric freight locomotives in the next 11 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a three-day visit to Maharashtra from today. Mr. Shah will visit Nagpur this morning and will lay the foundation stone of Swasti Nivas at the National Cancer Institute in Jamtha. The minister will also lay the foundation stone of the National Forensic Science University, NFSU, Nagpur campus at Chicholi in Kamti block of Nagpur district in the afternoon. The government and police machinery have geared up for the visit of the Home Minister to Nagpur. After Nagpur, Mr. Shah will attend various programs in Nanded today. The Home Minister will be visiting capital city Mumbai on May 27th and various programs will be held in his presence. An all-party Indian parliamentary delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor yesterday arrived in Guyana, where they were given a warm welcome. The delegation reached Guyana to convey India's unequivocal message of zero tolerance for terrorism. The High Commission of India in Guyana, in a social media post, said that India is resolute and stands united in its fight against terrorism. Besides, another all-party delegation led by NCP-SCP MP Supriya Sule held an interaction with the editorial team of leading newspapers of Qatar, Al-Sharq and Peninsula. During the interaction, the delegation conveyed India's perspectives on developments following Pahalgam terror attack and its policy to counter cross-border terrorism. The delegation also visited the Middle East Council for Global Affairs and held discussion on India's zero-tolerance policy on terrorism. Foreign investors have pumped in nearly 14,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities market so far in May. According to the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors, or FPIs, invested 13,835 crore rupees into the equities market but pulled out 7,743 crore rupees from the debt markets so far in May. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 110 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium, Delhi last night, chasing a mammoth target of 279 runs. Set by Sunrisers Hyderabad, Kolkata Knight Riders were all out for 168 with 8 balls to spare. For Knight Riders, Manish Pandey was the highest scorer with 37 runs. Earlier, opting to bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 278 for 3 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.